This is Chasing Encounters, a podcast about stories, languages, cultures, and identities. We highlight diversity and intersectionality in contemporary society through respectful and thought-provoking conversations. All right, welcome everybody. This is Yesid Ortega, and this is Chasing Encounters, season number 3, episode number 3. We're in the middle of the winter here in Toronto. We have 3 special guests today. They are the ones who are organizing the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education graduate conference. I'm happy to have them because we will be talking about everything related to research, everything related to graduate students doing research and the reasons why we need to do research and the reasons why we need to do research in general, but also why we need to mobilize that research and why conferences such as this one are important for us as students. So I wanna pass the microphone to my folks today to let them introduce themselves so to get started, and then we're gonna start asking questions. So let's start with my friend over here.
Hi, my name is Shireen. I'm a second year student in the Department of Adult Education and Community Development at OISE, and I'm one of the co-chairs of the conference.
Nice. How about the next person?
Hi, thank you. I am Noreen, and I'm in my 4th year of PhD program at OISE and in Educational Leadership and Policy.
Nice. Thank you, Noreen.
Hi, thank you for having us, Yesim. My name is Leping. I'm a PhD candidate in higher education in the Department of Leadership Higher Education at OISE.
This is great because I'm also happy to see people from different departments and at different stages in the research, especially me that I'm in the program of language and literacies. I get so used to my folks that it's always for me to step out of my comfort zone. So the first question for my friend here, Shireen, is like, tell us a little bit about the work that you do, your research, your background, and how do you connect your background with your research?
Sure. I'm in the stage of still figuring out the details of my research, but loosely I'm interested in sort of the experiences of youth and newcomer youth to Canada and the ways in which they make meaning of the realities around them, and particularly the development of their political consciousness and the way that they act on that. Very loosely, I think that it's quite likely that things will change. And I also did my master's here at OISE in the same department in adult ed, where I was focusing on the gendered aspect of the Iran-Iraq war. In between, I worked a lot with youth at different not-for-profit organizations in the city, which was a really valuable experience in sort of gaining some practical experience of the things that I had spent some time thinking about from a more research and academic perspective.
Nice. Speaking about research, I want to hear from you specifically as well, Shireen. When was the first time for you that you got involved in research that you said, oh my God, this is research?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably not the best thing for a grad student to say, but I think that the process has sort of been, it's very much ongoing, and there are some days that I don't think of myself as a researcher, and there are other days that I do. And I actually think that my really first experience and initiation into even thinking about it was during my master's here at OISE. I think that I sort of went through my undergrad not ever really thinking about those things.
So this idea of research is something that does not come during undergrad years, but mainly during graduate years, let's say master's and PhD?
For sure. Yeah. In my case, that's definitely it.
Is this the same experience for you, Noreen?
Yes, thanks, Yesid. So, yeah, I think I started to learn about what research is when I came to OISE in my master's. I did my MEd here, and that's the first time when I got to know how graduate classes are, how do you do readings. And I think during my master's, there was a question that came to me all the time, that how do you think critically? what are the ways that, and then that was something that I struggled with, and that was the first time actually when I started thinking about what research means. So yes.
And what does research mean to you?
Well, so for now, my research is it is in international development in the field and in comparative education, and I'm looking at girls' education and how global policies are made and how are they understood by different levels, local levels, you can say. Specifically, I'm looking at girls' education in Pakistan. So for research means that I am going, and I went for my data collection, and for me, it was going and collecting what was there, not that what my assumption was there. So for me, it is more of how I enter and how I interact with my people, my participants, and bring their understanding. I'm not saying it is truth, but mm-hmm. whatever they think is truth for them. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Noreen. How Thanks. About you, Lapin? How are you connected to research, or how do you bring in your research to OIC?
Oh, thank you for this interesting question. Before coming to Canada, I did my undergrad and graduate studies in Shanghai and worked there. And I have been working different positions as a college instructor, as book editor, and then publication manager. In the different positions, I keep on thinking about education, and also through the jobs I'm doing, I think what education can bring to people and how education can cultivate a person to their full length of growth. And so that prompted me to seek for research study in Canada. So I looked at OEZ and did my MA here in education leadership and policy, and then proceeded with the PhD study. So during my study here, I took many research method courses that helped me to understand, I think, the methodology or the method we are using to explore a specific research problem, and we collect data and then began to analyze or to testify our assumptions or hypotheses. Mm. That's my understanding about how
right.
we're doing.
Right. Now, definitely something that by speaking to you right now got me thinking that when I asked the question about the first time you heard about research or you got engaged with research was once you were in the graduate studies. It reminded me back home for those folks who are listening, and for you also. I am originally from Colombia in South America, and just so you know, when you study your undergrad, pretty much most of the time, if not all the time, we do research as a graduate student, and then we have something that we call novice research groups, like for, you know, starting when we are 17, 18 years old, 19 years old, we start redoing research. Even teachers right now, they do some kind of actual research project. So when I came into graduate school, I already had this experience of what research was going to be. So it surprised me a little bit to know that undergrad school here, they don't do kind of research. You do what, 3 years? I believe it's 3 years. At least for what I know, the Bachelor's of Arts or 2 years, I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe you know, maybe our audience knows about it. But what I know is that they don't engage into some kinds of research, at least for what I know, maybe some exceptions. But anyways, it got me into this idea because I already had the experience with research when from my undergrad when I did my master's here. So it gave me some kind of advantage. So the next question for each one of you is related to this idea of the importance of research. Why did you think it's important for us as students to do research? Shireen?
Sure. I mean, I think that that's a question that we probably as graduate students grapple with on a day-to-day basis of why the work that we're doing as researchers is important. And I think that I see sort of graduate school or having the opportunity to do research as an opportunity to expand, to learn more, and also as a way of disseminating information, which I think are all really important and necessary things. And specifically, I think in the case of OISE, even though the breadth of the research that's done in this building is so wide, but there is generally a focus on education in some form and learning in some form and teaching in some form. And I think that thinking about that and thinking about education as a really as a form and mode of social reproduction, I think the work that we do here at OISE is that much more important because there's an opportunity to actually do something transformative. And definitely in the process of also organizing this conference, I think we've come across such a breadth of different kinds of work that's done here. And so I think those would be some of the ways in which I think about it.
Nice. I like what you said about the idea of being transformative. And definitely, you know, when you do research, you learn something, and then you are not the same person once you finish your research, right? For you, Noreen, what do you think is important for us as students to do research?
So I'll take up from what you said that we are never the same person once we start our research and once we finish it. So for me, my research interest was mostly because of my questions that were lingering in my mind because I was not a researcher. I was and always been a teacher. So, and I come from a background, a South Asian background, especially from Pakistan, where I have seen society working in certain ways and being traditional and carrying on with their cultural norms. So there were a lot of questions in my mind that how come that society, which is following their cultural norms, support their daughters to get education, and what would their roles be once they're educated? So for me, research came from my, you can say, intrinsic questions that were there, and I wanted to find answers to those questions rather than having some my ideas built up on some assumptions. So research gave me these tools to go back and understand why certain things work in certain societies and why are things like that. And those questions were important to me because as a researcher, now I'm in the position that I can not only find answers, but share with them with other members of the society as well. So it is important to generate new ideas and make other people understand, like people in the society who are not, I'm privileged. Mm-hmm. And I understand that being a researcher means having some privilege. So when I am privileged, so why not I use my position to disseminate new ideas and help people to understand how things are. So when I say research is important, I also say with research, dissemination is also important so that those ideas reach to ordinary people who are not privileged enough and who are struggling with questions and can find answers. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I really resonate with your answer. I really like it too. Specifically the idea of questioning, the idea of trying to find that answer that has been lingering for a long time, especially for those folks who were not born in this part of the world. We always want to go back and try to solve those intrinsic questions. And it becomes important because that way we can sort of highlight or amplify the knowledge that has been produced in another part of the world that we have never seen before. So Lapin, for you, why is important for you or in general research for graduate students?
For me, I resonate with Noreen said that we are from different society or background or the globe, and we find that facing the 21st century challenges, as human beings, we have the same challenge or difficulty, and research would provide us a lens or angle to look into these problems and seek the collective wisdom. For example, my own research, doctoral research, looks at how liberal arts education, or we see the general education, could contribute to cultivating a whole person for their own societies. So, talking about the coronavirus these days, it's not only a problem or a hard question for one country. As we are living in this globe village, so it's affecting the health or the situation or welfare of every country. So we are thinking about how the students or the graduates are equipped with the capabilities for the 21st century, so that they can face up with the challenges like the dwindling resources, the natural disasters, to work together to face the future. So research could help us on one hand answer some practical questions. On the other hand, research helps us connect together and facing our future goals to move forward.
Right. I think those are important thoughts that we need to take into account. The idea that we do research not because of us, or may not necessarily because of our participants, which is real and it's true, but also because in general terms, there are issues that affect us everybody, right? And then there may be an issue that is a local issue, but it's a local issue that resonates with other parts of the world. And I believe in what the three of you have said today, that is key and that's important in research. And if we start earlier, the better, right? So we have highlighted some of the opportunities and some of the positives of research. So based on your experience so far, what have been those challenges or difficulties that you have had or you have seen when doing research? And let me give you one specific example for myself while you think about the answer. Like for me in Colombia, when I went to collect my data 2 years ago, one of the difficulties that I found especially was to run the interviews with the teachers, because the classes were from 6 a.m. in the morning to 12. And then these teachers have one class after one other class, back-to-back classes, so they didn't have the time to meet me to have a 20-minute conversation. So we ended up having the interviews outside the school as part of their own personal lives, right? So that was one difficulty. So I had a hard time. Finally, we solved the problem, but that was one of the many things that happened. So I wonder, in your own examples of research, whether you have conducted or not, or maybe you have heard something, what is the difficulties or those challenges that you have seen or experienced while doing research? Let's hear from Shireen.
For me, I think that at the stage that I am right now, engaging in sort of data collection and in doing research, I think that I'm still grappling with some of the larger questions in terms of, who research is done by and for whom. That's one of the questions that I continuously am grappling with, and who ends up having access to that research. And I think also in terms of accountability to the group that, or the research participants or the demographic that one is engaging with and doing research with. So those are some of the sort of more general, larger level challenges that I'm still working through. And I'm not sure that those challenges will ever really come to an end. I think it's an ongoing process and things that have to be considered all the time and differ from situation to situation.
Definitely, I agree with you. The idea of accountability is very important, especially at the very early stage of our research projects. There are things that we don't necessarily foresee, but at some point they're going to come and we need to be prepared, right? How about you, Noreen? What are the challenges that you have faced?
Yeah, I agree to you, Yesid, on this, that at every stage I had a different set of problems. So initially, as what Shireen said, that when I was in my design phase, I was struggling with the bigger questions and about my understanding and how should I see things and all that. Once when I went to the field, then I realized there was a whole different set of problems waiting for me, from logistics to appointments to people not talking well when the recording was on, and once when I turned off the recording, then they started giving me a different version of what they just said on the recording. So it was different. And then now when I am writing, I still have different type of issues where I try to write without and not come with a bias, and just remind myself that I'm a researcher, and I have to understand what these people meant and what they're saying. It's easier for me to judge what they say, but it's difficult for me to understand what they say. So that's the struggle that I'm having right now when I'm writing. So I think there is a lot of it's not that research, doing research is not as easy as we can just think of it. Every stage has different issues, and as you said, that when you went back to Colombia, so I went back to Pakistan, and then I had to understand not only how their language was working between English and Urdu, but also how my position was taken as an insider and an outsider, as a woman who was interviewing men in power. So I do not want to use the words or the power relationship, but then I could sense it did exist. So there are different situations, and there are different struggles. And as a researcher, I think flexibility and just finding solutions as quick as possible, that works, I guess.
Yeah, those are very interesting thoughts about our challenges. Very important to talk about these ones, especially not only before, but also while, and also after we do the research. So it's an ongoing situation. Yep. It's never ending. But how we tackle them, well, that would be another question. So I just want to hear from Lapin, what do you think are your challenges so far, how you have faced?
Yeah, we have the challenges at each step of research. But currently for me, I'm at a stage of ready to do field work. Mm. My research ethics protocol was just passed by U of T, so I'm looking forward to do interview and survey. So facing that step, I'm thinking about the challenge is that how to get the key information for my interview. I could get it through my previous connections that I have made in conference, that they can help me to recruit some faculty members and administrators from the university I will be doing research. But also, I am thinking that ideally it would be get equal distribution of the information from different departments, so that the data will be balanced. And also for the survey, ideally it should be a random selection from the whole population, but in reality it's never the thing that we got. So especially doing the survey, first we need to get a significant number of participants, and also we need to secure that the participants are the representatives from their own groups. So that's the challenges I'm thinking currently I'm facing with.
Yes, definitely. There are so many challenges that sometimes we cannot even count those challenges every time. What is important for us as students and researchers, of course, despite of the struggle, despite of those challenges, we also have to see the bright future where all of this is going to, right? At some point, we are doing this for a reason. We are doing this because we want to move forward. We want to help out. We want to solve questions, you know, answer those questions. And the most important one is to mobilize that knowledge, get other people to know what we do. And then that's exactly the job that you're trying to do here at the University of Toronto, OEC. You guys are organizing the Graduate Student Conference. One question before the main question is, I understand that in this conference you're organizing, there are some chances to do things in a different way. So how are you organizing this conference in a different way if you're doing it?
So thank you. So the conference this year is the 20th year of Graduate Student Research Conference. So while we were talking about organizing it and deciding on a theme, we were conscious of the work that had been done before and the stage where we are standing and looking at the future. So not only we were conscious of the theme by itself, but also what kind of content and what kind of sessions we wanted to have in it. So normally when we have an educational academic conference, we have in our minds we think of academic papers, but we also have paper presentations and roundtable presentations. So this year what we did with roundtable presentations, well, we opened it for students from other universities as well. So students who, if one of the person at the roundtable is a graduate student of OEZ, then the panel could be arranged with students from other universities like Brock or York or Ryerson. We so that's a chance to collaborate. And then we also had interestingly, we had performance art session this year, which is to acknowledge that there are various ways knowledge is created and then mobilized. And people have different way to express their research. And so you can express, or you can have your research paper ready, but you can also express your feelings while you are in the field in a different way, maybe a spoken word or a storytelling or maybe perform a theater performance. So that is interesting, and that's where we are pushing the limits to, or pushing us, our imagination, to look at future or futures in different ways. So I would not expect my students in my classrooms only to work on their academic papers, but if they have something more creative, if they have potential, then we need to create that space right now.
Thank you so much. I think I really like what you said about the idea of expressing your feelings, expressing your emotions, that it may sound to somebody or some purists in the area of research counterintuitive, because some people may say, oh, well, this is a scientific space in which you share knowledge. Therefore, this idea of sharing and expressing your feelings would not be allowed and would not be possible. So in a sense, I agree with you. The idea of pushing the limits is a key phrase, at least for me as a researcher as well. How can we start innovating in research? And innovation doesn't necessarily mean technology or futuristic or 3D or virtual reality, but it's how can we do things in a different manner.
Yes, that's exactly what we are trying to do. Our research is predominantly done in a certain way and has been done in certain ways in the past, but not necessarily everything that was done in the past was the only way to do it. So we do understand the counter argument that comes, that research has to be done in this way, but we are opening that space for everyone who isn't who has a different way of expression.
Right.
And I'm not saying that this space is creating this space means at this 20th year of Graduate Student Research Conference means that the space is there now, and if there are more people joining in, we can set up a different future.
I think I must agree with you. I think some of the work that you have been doing so far is very admirable, because I am a person who likes to foster and condone the ideas of allowing the space for other knowledges to navigate in these systems, right? So I wonder for anybody of you, Lepine and Shireen, if you wanna share any extra thoughts about the conference that you are organizing. Is there anything else that we need to know, that our folks out there need to know?
Yeah, thank you. I think the conference is also great learning setting or environment for the other graduate students. It's not only to share or presenting your own research, but it's an interactive process that we're learning from each other and moving forward together. Personally, I benefit from the conference appearance myself. I attended many conferences in different continents in East Asia, in Europe, and in North America. And I presented my own research to different audiences, received feedback from them. That triggered my further thinking or insight into look this research more deeply, and also helped me formulate my current research design. So for the conference, I'm thinking maybe some students think that their current paper or the research in progress is not ready enough to share. I would encourage that research is a process, and I would quote Professor Elizabeth Buckner. She said that being part of being a researcher is becoming comfortable with sharing your own imperfect research in a community and seeking feedback. So this conference is a great opportunity and a safe place for our OEC students to present their researchers, their research to their peers, and also there are professors there, so they would provide a very, very constructive, insightful feedbacks, and it's a great learning experience. Then I would encourage everybody to attend, to learn, and to share.
Definitely, I think I must agree with you. The idea of apply to not only this conference but any type of conference, and lose the fear of presenting. And I like what you said. You must be start feeling more comfortable about sharing those things that you have in your mind, even if it is an idea, even if it's your literature review. You can always find people to share and get some feedback from. So definitely this graduate student conference is it's one of the many venues that the students have out there to mobilize that knowledge. Is there any extra thing that you guys want to share with our audience?
Just echoing what Noreen and Leping have already mentioned, but also we are really doing our best in preparation for this conference to create as many different avenues and opportunities for students as well. So in addition to presenting their own work and also hearing our peers present their research, their opportunities for different workshops and panels for students as well. And so it's to have as many opportunities of learning from either students or former students or folks who are somehow involved in the field of education and learning and teaching. That's the other.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to say? Wrap up? We're good? All right. Thank you so much for coming to our podcast today and talk about these important issues. I will put in the in somewhere in the description of this podcast some links for you to have access to more information about the conference and other resources related to knowledge mobilization, graduate research, etc. So I just wanted to say that exactly. Thank you, all of you, for coming today.
Thank you, Kisi.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.